Ali Howard.
Mike Palm coming up in 5 minutes from the OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need. Great site. You'll love it. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, in-game tracking tools. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. OddsTrader.com. Thanks to Ian. Also, who's the guy? Give the guy credit, too, who sent it in. Kelsey threw back-to-back passes. Excuse me. Threw a pass in back-to-back games this year on the road. He did it out here in Vegas, and then he did it in Tampa. He also did it in Tampa. 1 for 2 for 4 yards. So there's another guy. Yep. Over, under, 2.5 players to attempt a pass, complete a pass, however you want to look at it and grade it. So there's another guy. Brown did it a couple years ago in the playoffs, and Kelsey's done it.
Two tweets from Tripp. That one on Kelsey.
Those Tripp, okay.
He also pointed out Watkins had a pass attempt against Atlanta this year.
Really?
I don't remember that. I think I've watched like every play. Evidently, I have
not. Didn't they throw one to Mahomes last year in the playoffs or something? Or a couple years ago?
I think that was 2 years ago.
I thought they threw one to Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't remember the Kelsey passes. And I've watched Chiefs games ad nauseum this year.
Yeah, and Vegas Maddie had a good tweet too, because yesterday I said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I can't go against a quarterback in a big game. And I'm not talking about Brady. I can't go against Mahomes in a big game, even though. But imagine if Kansas City wins. They go back-to-back. They would finish the season 9-0 on the road and beat Brady in his old building twice. There's another great angle if they're able to pull this off. You're going to beat Tom twice. And it's also great that Peter King had the breakdown. Head-to-head, Tom and Pat, it's 2-2 out of the four meetings. And I think it's like 141-140 with the combined scores.
It's a one-point difference.
Something like that.
In their meetings. Yeah. I can't get over how fortunate the Buccaneers are to be here. And I said this yesterday. The Bills were kind of, and I love the Bills this year. Great story. Awesome offense to watch. Talk about a team that doesn't care about running the football. My kind of offense. But they were kind of fortunate, right? Probably could have, would have, should have lost to the Colts. I mean, that pick six against Lamar Jackson was just absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, who
off
knows
the
what
rails,
happens,
right?
They should have lost to the Colts. I'll agree.
And we saw how that played out against the Chiefs. I kind of feel the same way with the Buccaneers. Man, they never should have. Breeze was horrendous. They never should have.
Cook fumble.
Gone to New Orleans and won that game. Absolutely.
Cook fumble.
And this last week, I still can't get over that loss. I can't believe how many times the Packers blew it.
Well, we got guys here now. That's good. Kelsey, Watkins, Brown.
Yeah.
There'll be some maybe another guy on Tampa that we're missing. So you have that there, too.
But it also comes down to, will they complete a pass or will they attempt a pass?
Yeah, just go attempt.
Go attempt, for
just
sure.
Just go attempt.
Yeah. That's like with the onside. Very difficult. We got one last week, but it's very difficult to recover the onside. If you can find onside attempt, not conversion, better way to approach it.
In the same way with the two-point. Go attempt, not conversion.
We saw again what happened in the Packers game.
Yep, got to go two-point try when you bet that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of time to break this stuff down, obviously.
Ian's got Mahomes with two targets. One was out of the formation of the side. Okay, the sideline down the third down. Okay, there it goes.
Wednesdays with the Maestro, Mike Palm, including no hyperbole. Up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
PGA Tour this week, the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. John Rahm, the 7-1 favorite. Rory McIlroy is 9-1. Tony Finau, 20-1. Patrick Reed, Hideki Matsuyama, Harris English, all 25-1. In the NBA today, the Denver Nuggets play for their fifth straight win, laying 5 at Miami, 221.5 at American Airlines Arena. Golden State laying 8 at home with Minnesota. Utah playing for their 10th straight win. They're a 4-point home favorite against Dallas. College basketball, 17th-ranked Creighton, a 1.5 favorite at Seton Hall. Penn State plus 7.5 at Ohio State. VSiN has all of the Super Bowl betting angles covered. The best place to start is with our big game betting hub at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. While you're there, get the free big game betting guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of your betting decisions. Go to VSiN.com/Super Bowl, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
We'll be right back.
Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, live from Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Wednesdays with the maestro, Mike Palm from Circa, Golden Gate, and also the D here in Las Vegas joins us now on the phone, not in studio. Of course, his new show debuted on Monday. It's called The Nuts. It's 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific time, right here on VSiN. So his days are very, very hectic and busy. Good to talk to you, though, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Portland, Maine, all of our family watching on NESN. Good morning, Skokie, Illinois, Peekaboo, Marquee. We see you. Good morning, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Everybody watching on Rogers Sportsnet.
What do you think of the hockey last night? That many games. That much 13, action going
right?
on.
Yeah. It's 13. It's almost too many. You get one terrible game Monday night, 13 on Tuesday, and then you get two, not attractive games tonight. It's kind of tough. It was good. I mean, a lot of games at 4 o'clock Pacific last night. Ton of action, then you came with five. So it was a fun night, sweating a couple different games.
Yeah, you're big on first period unders and following the goalies. If anything stand out so far early in the season, or maybe overs?
Well, I tell you, this Grice is a good combo to get a first period. Thomas Grice now with the Red Wings. The Red Wings really don't score. Grice, he might win a fifth of his games and have a goals against at 2-5. They just don't score enough. But last night we played the first period under in the Stars and Red Wings, and it was actually the Red Wings that got the goal, but it did go under. We only had a late 20 cents. A lot of scoring in the league right now. I think, we would still be in preseason mode. But you can find your spots. There are certain teams, they don't score. Boston's another good first period under team right now. Flyers pretty good because they don't give up many goals. Out west, it's a little tough. Canada, very tough to play with the Canadian teams, the first period unders. Tons of goals in these games.
Well, I mean, we're going to see it again tonight, potentially, with this Vancouver squad.
Yeah.
Well, Demko finally played well the other night, but his first three starts, he was giving up almost six goals a game. Yeah, Paulie got there Monday night with, 12 seconds, the spare goal in the first 10. So those are wide open games.
Yep. Tell us about this, how popular it was last year and about putting the Circa squares up.
Paul, it was the best thing we did last year, for the Super Bowl. I mean, there's just so many bets we got on it, and we did well. There were common numbers, but people like to bet the long shot, right? I mean, you're not trying to bet something at 6-1 when there's 100 combinations. You're trying to hit the ones at 50-1, 75-1, 100-1 and up, and that's what people take shots at. And we've seen many, many Super Bowls, obviously. They get these goofy scores, miss extra points, safeties and all that, so you get on different numbers. But We wrote six figures of action last year. We hope to double it. We got them out already. Last year, we didn't get them out till the end of, the beginning of the second week. So more opportunities for people to bet. People obviously going to be in town this weekend on the app. It's just, it's a fun thing to do. All of us have been at parties. You do a square, whether it's a $25, $50, $100, $500, and you have something to sweat all game.
Refresh my memory, because we were watching Derek on the network. You guys were all over grading the props, like right after the game was done. Now Derek says he wants to start grading the props as their cash while the game's going on. Can that happen?
It can happen if it's a yes/no.
Okay.
Right? So if it's a prop, will Brady have a rushing touchdown and he gets it? We'll grade it because it's yes/no, and it can't be taken back. Yardage can go back and forth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Plus, if it's a number, the gaming commission wants a grade on the number. So if it's, over 83.5 receiving yards, you can't just say yes. There has to be a finality to how many receiving yards did the player have. So for those props, we'll grade after the game. Anything that's a yes, no, we will grade immediately, just like the coin flip. I mean, the coin flip's done. You get paid if you had the right side.
What do you think about the matchup overall? I was just saying I kind of preferred Green Bay against Kansas City rather than Tampa against KC. I mean, really, it's kind of a lose-lose with the four teams we had last week. But what do you think of the overall matchup in terms of sexiness?
I don't know if this. I think the number's just going to sit on three now. People took the three right away, but now is Kansas City going to lose both tackles? If they do, that's got to be a factor. Obviously, Mahomes isn't 100%. He's a little bit gimpy. You saw him. Can he improve over the 2 weeks off, maybe? I don't know. To me, the intrigue is that you have the first time you have a home team in a Super Bowl. I think that's an angle, and then Brady. But I thought that the Packers-Chiefs would have been one heck of a football game.
Yep. Yeah, well, we talked to you last week as well. It just happened. But are you seeing – how are people treating – and how are things here at Circa, how people are treating these schedule changes to March Madness?
So we're seeing, I thought we'd fall off a lot. Everybody that had a reservation Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every single person has rebooked and moved it a day. So everybody changed it. And now that number is like 42 reservations, right? Because it's early. But everybody that did slid it a day. So we're seeing people, I guess people, Derek makes the point that it's a different world now. Not everybody has to be to work on Monday morning. You know, people work remotely from home, different things, and people have more flexibility in their schedule. So maybe it won't have as profound effect as I thought it would.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yep, it is. Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, Mike Palm, our guest, VP here at Circa Sports, and also the new show, The Nuts, weekdays 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. I know. I saw you had Darren Banks on your show. Derek is a businessman and also a business. Now, Banks was running around saying he could score 4 out of 5 on breakaways on me, and he played in the NHL. What do you think Banks could do on 5 breakaways against me, and can we make this like a McGregor-Mayweather type deal?
Yeah, I'd go under 4.5. I'd go under 4. I think he'd be good to get 3 on you now. I didn't see you play in high school. Banks still does skate. I mean, he came on yesterday. He just got to the studio on time. He plays every Tuesday morning. So, but just your girth. I mean, you're going to cover the net. You're a little bit like Leonard. You don't really move much. You cover most of the net. So, I think we should do whatever happened to the ping pong match between me and an advantage player Randy McKay.
Golly, I know we got to set that up. I know we can be no problem. Do it here in the sports book. It'd be great.
That's absolutely. Oh, I love the high ceiling. I'm a defensive player.
That'd be great. I mean, he was an enforcer, though, Mitch. He can't be good with the puck, right?
He had 2,800 penalty minutes and 2 goals.
Come on. He's going to put 4 past me?
And how often did you say he still skates?
Every Tuesday?
Every week. Every Tuesday they go out and skate. So.
How about you, Paul?
20 years.
Okay, sure.
Doesn't matter. You don't lose it, Mitch.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Yeah,
when you're
off
conference, baby, it's all conference. All right, here we go. You asked for it. You know what we wanted. It's going to win an Emmy, as Mitch said. Time to take it away. No hyperbole. Go get him, Mike. Give him hell.
All right, here we go this week. Number 5, death comes by threes. And this refers to Sean McDermott and his very conservative decision-making in the AFC Championship game in terms of taking field goals. If you look at it as a whole, 3 opportunities he had on 4th and short, and all 3 times he kicked field goals. You could even argue in the first quarter on the opening drive on 4th and 3 there at the 34, that going against Pat Mahomes and that Chiefs offense, you have to be more aggressive. I thought at the end of the half there could have been an argument made because of emotionally going into the half. You're down there 1st and goal, and you don't get any points at all. He takes the field goal there to go down 21-9 on 4th and goal from the 3. But the decision that I thought was really poor, when you're down 24-12 and you only have 5 minutes left in the 3rd quarter, to kick that field goal. Look, Tyreek Hill drops the opening pass, right? Then they fumble the punt. After that, Chiefs go touchdown, 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 field goal. How many stops do you think you're going to get on Mahomes? I mean, you just can't catch up trading threes or going 3 for 7. All right, number 4, shades of Greg Williams. This refers to Mike Patton's play call with 6 seconds left, the end of the first half in the NFC Championship game. Tampa Bay has the ball on the Green Bay 39, and he decides to go with single coverage on Scotty Miller and get beat deep. The only thing you couldn't do. No timeouts, 6 seconds left. I know you want to defend the sidelines, but you have to have safety help there. And that just really, really, really changed the game and put it into a different perspective for Green Bay going into the second half. I know it's not as outrageous as the play call by Greg Williams to the Jets against the Raiders, but in a much bigger spot and with much bigger implications. Number 3, dance with the one that brung you. 4th and goal from the 8 with just over 2 minutes to go in the game, and you're down 8. Matt LaFleur had to make a decision. Is he going to trust his offense and Aaron Rodgers, or does he think that his defense can get Tom Brady off the field in three downs? I mean, I don't understand why you don't give Rodgers the shot there. To me, you have to trust the guy. The reason you're in the NFC Championship game is because of the year he's had and the ability he has had to make good decisions and control games. I just didn't believe their defense was effective. Let's face it. The only times they stopped Tampa Bay in the second half is when Brady threw interceptions.
Yes.
And three of them. There were no three and outs. The field position game was all in favor of Tampa. They were moving the ball each drive, and he decided to put it in the hands of his defense. I think a fatal mistake. Number two, he's back. Well, here you go. The Detroit Lions. Of anybody in the world you could think of as an offensive mind, as a game manager, as a winner, they go out and get Brother Lynn. What could they have been? What could they have been thinking about when they decided to get Anthony Lynn to be their offensive coordinator? Could they have thinking about the end of the first half of the Falcons game where they ran the ball with no timeouts and then ran the field goal team on while the offense still stayed on the field? Could they have been thinking about the five double-digit leads he blew with his conservative play calling in second half? Just in this past NFL season alone, could they have been thinking about the Buffalo game where they ran the ball on first and goal from the three with no timeouts, down 10, needing two scores? Max, can we play the clip of that press conference where after the Buffalo game, the hard-charging San Diego media questioned Anthony Lynn about his clock management?
Austin was tackled inbounds, and you let 15 seconds tick off the clock before you took the timeout. Why not take the timeout earlier there to save time?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I had to play that one again. I mean, we could go on and on and on. It was a whole season for us. All I know is no hyperbole fans are happy that Anthony Lynn is back and with an organization like the Detroit Lions. And then number one, losing the middle eight. We can criticize a lot of what LaFleur and Patton and the Packers did in blowing that game against Tampa Bay. But I thought the worst decision that he made was, and we call this losing the middle eight. The worst decision he made was after Rodgers takes the sack on first and 10 from the Green Bay 40 with under a minute to go. Pierre-Paul gets him for a 7-yard loss, and Tampa Bay calls their first timeout with 34 seconds left in the half. He's facing second and 17. If he runs the ball twice and you punt it to Tampa, the best case scenario is they're getting the ball inside their own 30 with under 15 seconds to go, and you go to half down four. But instead, he throws the interception. Mm-hmm. I give Arians credit going on fourth and three. If he doesn't make it there, you give Rodgers two plays. Obviously, what happened was a play call, and all of a sudden, it's 21-10 at the half. But when down four, you're getting the ball back. You get the ball to start the second half. The game is not out of your hands. And that's no hyperbole.
All right. There you go. Good job. Get your coat, Michael. Very good. yesterday, all four Premier League matches went over. Anything you're looking at with soccer?
Yeah, you know, I lost the Arsenal. I bet the Arsenal pre-flop yesterday, and that was over early. I did hit the Leeds game and the end game under. I got a nice plus price on under 3.5. And we were able to hold off there when it was 1-1. We were able to hold off the last goal there. Today, you look a little bit at Fulham as a total. I can't play the Wolverhampton anymore. They went from pitter-patter to boom-boom all of a sudden. Brighton-Fulham's a little bit of interest to me. Burnley's a good under-team. All of a sudden, Burnley's playing well. Burnley probably beat Aston Villa today. And then, Leicester's been good. I wouldn't look Everton too many overs. I would look at a side there. So we'll probably have a couple Premier League plays today. Fulham under for sure is one of them.
Sure. All right. Very good. We'll be watching you later today. Go get them.
We got a very special guest on today.
Oh.
Mike Pritchard. Mike Pritchard from Betting Across America will join us at 11:35. For his insights on the Super Bowl.
Excellent.
Have a great show, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go. Yep, C+. Good. A lot of...
Don't be too rough on him.
A lot of coaching issues. Yeah. I love the Open. You got to love the Open, right, that they have?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's awesome. Brian Rogers did a great job putting that together.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
That is professional.
Yep.
That is awesome. So now what we do with the soccer, right? All four went over yesterday.
I'd say that's a blip on the radar.
It was a fluke? Okay. Man yeah. City. And again, 5-0. How good is this Oxford thing? We might have something here.
Well, let's go over the winners that Nigel had yesterday, right?
Yeah, he said Leeds should win.
But he liked him to win, didn't want to play. He wanted even money, but he said they're going to win the game.
All right.
Oxford, of course.
Yep.
And then what you just said, City to nil.
Yeah, City to nil.
They just like they're not giving up any goals at all.
And it doesn't matter who's out and who they're missing.
I think you got a good number at -180, by the way. Like, that's going to go. I think we're going to blink and come back next week or whatever, and that's going to be like $4 or $5. If it's not already. Hell, it was $250, I think, yesterday.
Why did he say he's got out? 400 to 1?
400 to 1.
200 to 1. They've won how many in a row?
Yes.
You get in that dance, anything can happen.
Yeah. And he's got huge numbers to win that division, he said. And on the air, he said they are the best team in that division. Do they have enough time to...
Well, I like that they scored 4 goals.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that's firepower. That is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. A lot to get into in the final 40 minutes of the program. Win some, lose some coming up next. Bad beats, plenty of them again last night. Betting moves. Paulie runs it down for you coming up here on Follow the Money.
Yet now's the time. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has a great deal on the big game. They're giving you a chance to unlock more than $500 in bonuses when you make your first deposit with the code BIGGAME500. BIGGAME500. You must deposit at least $100, and it must be your first deposit on the site to be eligible for this offer. Visit the Bet Rivers site of your home state for the promotion details. Valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Win, lose, eclectic mix. Here we go.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, a couple of things to mention here. Columbus was $1.20. They led with 3 seconds left, allowed a goal against Florida, had a power play in overtime, and then got beaten in a shootout. So that was a fiasco. You also had the Knicks, who were catching 11. They led by 13 at the half, scored 14 points, 13 points in the fourth quarter, and somehow the Jazz covered and won by 14. I mean, that was ridiculous. How does that happen? Come on. They had the lead in the fourth quarter, catching 11, and they couldn't cover. What in the world?
Routing them at halftime.
28-13. Jazz outscored the Knicks. Yep. Bad for the books. Hawks from 2 up to 6 beat the Clippers, who were shorthanded. Richmond, St. Joe's under, 158 down to 152. North Carolina, pick up to 3.5, beat Pittsburgh by 10. Oklahoma, Texas over, 141 up to 144, 80-79. Nashville, 155 up to 185, beat the Blackhawks. Winsome, 4-0 to the over in the Premier League yesterday. Drake, love the Drake. Some people were on the other side, and this was they're down big in the first half. They had a long layoff because of COVID. They won and covered again. They're 14-0 straight up and 12-0 ATS.
I mean, think about that. They're down 15 at halftime.
Ah.
Perfect on the year ATS, laying 3.5 for the game. Okay, they got this. No problem.
The Bruins, 6-0 to the under in the first period. The Islanders, every Islander game has gone under, but they're 5-1 to the over in the first period.
Well, that tells me there's some unbelievable in-game wagering opportunities then.
Lose some. Alabama over, 144 up to 148. And Southeast Missouri State from 3 up to 5.5, no good. They got beat outright. Win some. Jordan was in town this past weekend. He was on the strip. He got dealt a Royale with cheese on a 100 play. Quarters, that's $100,000. The crowd goes crazy. He lost $10,000 on the Packers. And he said, "How would you like it, sir?" He said, "Give me 30 cash, 70 check."
We've asked Bob Dancer about that before. if he's ever been dealt
a 50 play set, didn't he?
Royal in 100 play.
Couple on 50?
I don't think I've ever seen this before, actually. Maybe photos like, no, you know what? Bob Dancer, I think, had it in his book where that one lady hit this before. But, I mean, that's...
Delta Royal 100 play.
Yep. Wow.
My God. And this is great. Nature is amazing on Twitter. The deer is in the store, and they give him a chocolate chip cookie. He walks away. Thanks, guys. He comes back. And, you know, guys, they're giving out free cookies here. And he brings everyone back. They all come, like four or five of them. Deer comes back to the store with the whole family.
Well, Paul, it's tough to turn down nice, warm, homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Look at that. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, Rudolph, got the home gang here. Dancer,
oh, you want a picture with me? Sure,
look at
no
that.
Problem.
It's like, fine. There they come right in. I hear you giving out cookies. That's so good. And this one is great. Panda playing on top of a snowman. You can imagine how this is going to go. I mean, these pandas love life. It's like the whole time they're walking around intoxicated. Lubed up. Look at him. Get on there, and an ass over tea kettle's coming. You know what's coming. He's up there, tips over.
Oopsie daisy.
He says, it takes her right in the head, too.
But the whole time
just jumping around.
Goes back up.
There you go.
Flops right down.
That's excellent.
He looks like the guy that was at the Pegasus horse racing event
this
weekend.
Fell down with the ticket. Right.
He's all over the place. Yeah.
Look at him. And then one lose some Mike North. Hello, Marquis. Peekaboo. North to North on Twitter. The Chicago legend. Because we were talking about it snowed here yesterday. And do we have a scraper? What do we use? And Mike North says, here's my childhood. Goes back, picture Chicago. Big blizzard,
wow.
A big pile up. Look at that mess. Look at that mess. Oh. Win, lose.
Good luck getting out of that one.
Oh, God. Good tweet, Mike North.
This is from Len on Twitter. Hello from Minnesota.
Yeah.
We're sick of the snow. Speaking of insider info, I was driving Uber up here for the Super Bowl in Minnesota. My customer worked for Justin Timberlake. He told me the first song would be Dirty, plus 8-1. Emptied my account. That's what you need to know.
That's right.
Anytime you come across somebody like this.
Brendan in Windsor, Ontario. Watkins had a pass play drawn up in the playoff game against Houston last year, but he ran out of bounds short of the line of scrimmage on his own. Cost me my under sacks prop. This stuff sticks with you. Cheers. Hello, Canada.
Yep.
Oh, they fester. They linger. They haunt
they
you.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right, in-pocket plays and more reaction. Great props to get to. All coming up here on Follow the Money. All the Super Bowl betting angles covered. The best place to start is with our big game betting hub at vsin.com/Super Bowl. We're going to be tracking all the key stats for both teams, big game betting trends, line moves, and player stats. So you can easily research your bets for the game and all of the props. While you're there, get your free big game betting guide with trend strategies and data to make the most of all your betting decisions. Now is the time to prepare your best bets. It started now with the free big game betting guide at vsin.com/Super Bowl. Some in-pocket plays that we have today and beyond. Actually, we'll recap yesterday. I tailed Nigel Oxford -120 in that neighborhood in League One. They got the job done. You were doing some research on this team during the break.
Yeah, they're on an 8-1-4 run. 8 wins, 1 loss, 4 draws. And we'll talk to Nigel more about this, what the big tickets he has. It looks like they have a couple matches in hand. And I think they have to get top 6 to get in the playoff.
Yep.
Certainly doable.
So, and I apologize. I have nothing to add as of right now. I mean, a lot of these games, we're on so early that a lot of times we don't get some of the numbers. Like the NBA numbers are just starting to pop right now. And I'll look at college basketball a little bit after the show. And I'll have many more props starting tomorrow on the program.
All right, I'm going to add this. And thanks to Johnny Avello and putting this up at DraftKings. Everyone wanted to see it, and he put it up. Will a kick, field goal, or extra point go off the upright or crossbar? I'll take it 4-1 at DraftKings. Sure. Love that. And yesterday, the Circa Squares, 6-3 first quarter, 65 or 60-1. Why not? With these kicking shenanigans, too? There you go. In pocket. And this is a couple good tweets because we got 5 Premier League games today. It's National Fade Sheffield United Day. They're horrible. They've won 1 match in the Prem. They're the first team ever to go the first 17 matches without a win. They beat the Nigel's right. Newcastle stinks and they can't score. But
correct.
But they won on a PK. But how about laying a goal and a half with Man U? Is Sheffield going to score? I doubt it. And the other one, as the viewer tweeted in, it's the C, it was his fault. Fire the manager, come out strong. Chelsea's $1.70 against Wolverhampton. A lot of guys like to do this, and no matter what the sport is.
No doubt.
And
yes.
I don't blame them. Just bet on the team after they fire the manager, coach, whatever, and just see till they lose. Keep you know, baseball, whatever it is, and see how hot someone can be. So that he's saying that angle in play here, he's right with with Chelsea. See, it was his fault. That very good. Excellent.
Okay. So it is going to be, you know, diving into these props more today than on the show tomorrow and Friday, obviously, in the next week. Going to have so many bets. It's going to be coming out of our ears. So it's going to be, like I said earlier, like a Packers-Chiefs Super Bowl to me would have been the nuts. You can't really go wrong, though. Buccaneers-Bills, Buccaneers-Chiefs, whatever. It was going to be a good game, good matchup because we have, you know, that Final Four was so special this year. Not everybody's impressed, though, Paul. Not everybody is, like, excited for the big game. He is amazing. He is the best to ever do this in this racket. Radio, TV, Chris Russo, the Mad Dog, on his show yesterday. let's just say he's not very impressed with the matchup that we're getting.
Is at home, and you know Brady, Mahomes. What's worse? Well, how could anybody be better than that? I don't know. I've already seen the game. All right? They played there on November 29th. I don't love the game. I'll warm up to it. A, I'm sick of Brady. I mean, how could you not be? It's just the 10th time in the game. I mean, enough. I'm sick of that. And it's not a knock on Brady because I know how great he is, and you know I know what a wonderful. It's amazing he's playing this well at 43 years of age. I know all the great things about him as a performer, as a player, as a competitor. If you like sports, this guy you can't possibly dislike or not respect. He's wonderful. He's great. But I'm a little burned out by him. I'm burned out. And I'm getting tired of the Chiefs. They're too good. Their offense is too good. And their quarterback's too good. I actually would have liked to have seen Green Bay Buffalo in the game. Something different. Mahomes, Allen against Rodgers. I actually was hoping we'd see that. And I actually bet it that way and lost with the fat guy.
And if... What is he doing? He's on his couch. He's rocking back. He's yeah. sitting there just like, oh, now I understand the Brady stuff. And I know, I love the guy. And I, you know, Les Nesson, hello. We love you too. But this is, I understand I'm burned out on Brady. It's the 10th time. Okay. I'm sick. I understand that. The Chiefs are too good.
They're too good on
They're
offense.
Too good. I don't want to see it. I want to say they're too good.
I do recall people said that about Golden State, though. Yeah. This was before they got Durant. Yeah. That 2015-2016 year when they won 73 games.
You can't be sick. It's only year three. Year one, they didn't win it, though. Patriots beat them.
Right.
I've seen the game already.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on. I've already seen the game. What are you talking about? All these games were rematches, Chris. I've seen the game.
Uh-huh.
We saw New Orleans and Tampa played three times. I've seen the game.
Yeah. Green Bay and Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
They played.
Oh, he's awesome. Ah,
he's so good. It's like a throwaway comment. You're right on, right? You're spot on with that. What he said about Tom Brady, everybody can relate to. And then he's just like, nah, Chiefs. And he puts his head down. Nah, too good.
That's how it is.
Too good on offense.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I will say, like, he's going to be ahead of the curve on this. Because if they keep getting here, and this guy is just unstoppable, in 3, 4, 5, like, hey, another Chiefs, people will think the same thing.
Well, there's no telling. We talked about it on the air. That prop at the Westgate put up, he's only going to win one or fewer Super Bowls the whole way of the whole duration of the contract? Yeah, anything like him. He's never lost a game by more than one score. They're 10-2 straight up in games they're down by 9 or more since 2019. He's Superman.
Yeah.
If he wins this one, I mean, obviously only need one more, and the contract goes, what was that, a 12-year deal? 10-year deal? Whatever.
Yeah, 10 years. But I guess maybe that would be how, because the salary cap is actually going to shrink a little bit this year. And he's going to make...
Well, what does he need, though? You can put you and me out there running routes.
I don't know about,
all you need is Kelce and Hill and him.
But those guys will demand a lot of money at some point.
Okay, fine.
He doesn't need any running backs.
Spagnuolo's done a great job. Just get enough stops.
Solid offensive line, serviceable defense, and the weapons that he has right now.
And they're this close to be going for a three-peat.
They are
this close. Because New England, just one play here, one play there. Four jumps off sides, Gronk third and 10. Maybe they get the ball to start overtime and not Brady. They weren't stopping Mahomes. Mm-hmm. It's wild. You got to play almost a perfect game to beat this guy, and you know you have to score mid-30s.
Don't you think that finding the Chiefs on an alt line, like at +4, and just paying heavy juice, +6, +7, you can find that. That'll be up everywhere. Because he doesn't get blown out. You cannot beat this guy by more than one score.
That never happened.
And just lay heavy juice and say, okay.
Well, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened.
Yeah. Great Super Bowl props that are already available and props that our viewers and listeners are demanding coming up next.
Get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app and the promo code is VSiN. Easy, VSiN. Get started with the only top-rated sports book that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so I'm looking at some alternate point spreads for the Super Bowl, and we were talking about this 3 minutes ago, right? You cannot blow out Patrick Mahomes. That tweet that Emmanuel Acho had earlier this week, where Mahomes is going to play in his second Super Bowl before he lost by more than one possession. I mean, that's just wow. But if you want to find...
And he's 25, and he's been to more Super Bowls than Marino, Brees, and Rodgers, and Steve Young.
So you can find the Chiefs on these alternate point spreads if you shop around. And then this, you know, kicks into a conversation of, like, what's the highest you're willing to lay for a favorite? In play, pregame, whatever, you know?
Right.
Because things could happen. The offensive lineman obviously could be a big issue. Hell, he's just coming off of like the nerve problem / the concussion protocol,
sure.
Whatever.
Get hurt right away. It's
sure.
Anytime.
Right.
Yep.
But would you be willing to lay -$6 with the Chiefs at +7.5? Or -$7 +8.5? You can go to, if you want to go to make it +10.5, you got to lay -$9.
Where's this?
That's at a legal sports book.
Okay,
with the initials FD.
Okay. That's how you say, okay.
Yeah. So, but every
you're a
year,
big
right?
Fan.
Every that, single well, year, right. We hear about sharps who are pounding the no on the overtime and the no. They do max bets on safety. Overtime has happened, what, one time?
Yep, and the safety's been cashing. That's happened a lot. There was a run. We went on a run on safety.
I think it was three consecutive games.
Pittsburgh holding call. Brady, potential grounding, Denver, Seattle, right over Manning's head.
Yep.
That's happened a lot. We'll run all this down when these come available and we get deeper into the game. But if you're going to lay the no overtime, you do it right before post because the public always bets the yes. Bet a little to win a lot. The only thing you have to fade there would be, an injury. Never happened.
I would think, right?
It's never happened.
Yep.
He's never been blown out.
It's a chance you're taking. You could lay $9, catching 10.5, and then all of a sudden he goes out there, and on the third play, concussion, he's out of the game.
Sure. Good.
But,
keep them coming. Great feedback today in response. All over the place, too. Locations, you know, a lot of Canada, but Ness and everything, Chicago, it's been great.
Yep.
Derek, management here had a good one. Put it up like craps. Just put the graph up. How many timeouts will be taken? 0 to 12. Just put it all up.
And then put odds on every single one.
Odds on every one. How many timeouts will be taken during the game?
That's really
William
good.
Hill has had, will ever, a team use all six timeouts? They've had that up for a couple years.
Yep.
Put that up. Just put up 0 through 12. That's a good one. Why not?
I like that quite a bit, yep. Yeah.
Turnover in the red zone was sent in earlier. Left-handed pass by Mahomes. Underhanded pass by Mahomes. Philly special. Will a player dive and fumble or hit the pylon like we saw in the Cleveland game?
How about a horse collar tackle?
Mm-hmm. Excessive celebration.
Penalty for that.
Yeah, that's good.
Roughing the kicker. That's interesting.
Yeah, just go all of it.
I came up with, will a field goal attempt take place on a non-fourth down play? A couple of scenarios where that could unfold.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what the number on something like that would actually be. Will the player intentionally fall down in the field to play instead of scoring a TD in the final 2 minutes of the game? We've seen that a lot. That could actually... Didn't Williams happen last year? He could have... How'd that happen? He was going for the pylon, right? Williams, when he scored a touchdown, I believe. The Chiefs, when they were coming back, I got to go back and... will either quarterback have 3+ INTs and still win the game, or will either team have 3 or 4 turnovers and still win the game? That's from Mike Harrison. That's good. And we had that last week with the Buccaneers. And some other props that are now up and available at DraftKings. Either team to successfully recover an onside kick attempt, that's 25-1. Now, I just want to find, will there be an onside kick attempt? That's okay. It.
How about putting the lineman up? Will an offensive lineman score a touchdown, 20-1? Will an offensive or defensive lineman score 8-1?
Well, you know, the Chiefs do that once in a while. They get the, what is it, big hog mollies?
It's funny. You bring that, it started the whole thing. That's why we have these. Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, that's right.
Started the whole thing. So the guy, hey, can we put up refrigerator to score? And they put it up, and it, I don't know, went from like 50-1 down to 3-1, whatever it was.
Jimmy Vaccaro was tweeting about that yesterday.
And then Ditka did the unthinkable. Sweetness, get out. They take Peyton out. They put Perry in, and he scores, and that's what started all this now. Now we got, this is, you know, bigger deal in the game.
Yep. Any field goal or extra point attempt to hit the uprights or the crossbar. Yep. You bet this in pocket. Yes, 4-1. No is -625. It's good because it qualifies the field goal or the extra point.
Yeah, why not?
And then you can bet them individually here. Either team to miss a field goal, either team to miss an extra point. I don't know how to quantify this. Is Butker going to be a problem? Right? I guess you just have to bet the yes on him missing a field goal or an extra point because it's been opening kickoff return for a touchdown, yes, 70-1. You said that Cantor took a $100,000 bet on this a couple years back.
I don't know what the guy won, but it was. Yeah. I think he laid $70,000, $100,000, whatever he bet to know. Yeah, Devin Hester do it?
He did. That was the same year.
Ohio State did it.
The same thing.
Yep. Lost.
They got blown out, and the same thing happened in the Colts Bears game.
Lost.
Yes.
Okay.
The opening kickoff to be, for the result to be a touchback is. 305 on the yes. The no is +230. We ran this down a little earlier. The percentages say that they're two of the best 5 teams in the entire league in terms of kicking touchbacks.
You can do so. Will the opening kickoff result in a turnover? Will there be a penalty on the opening kickoff? Will there be a turnover in the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Will there be a scoring? Will there be a score in the first 90 seconds? All the way down the list, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. All that stuff is great. First pass, complete, incomplete.
Yeah, you've talked about this one before. It's up at DraftKings. A punt to be down inside the 5-yard line.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Willie Mills had it for a couple years. Yep. It's very good. +335, yes.
Either team not to punt, 6-1 on the yes. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs punted one time last week. I'm going to go back and look right now. How many times did they punt the first time they played? Because that was
They punted once last week, and you want to, okay, the first time. Well, they kind of sat on the lead, so I would think that's a little misleading. They got off to the big lead. But we also got great feedback on this, too. Total players to attempt a pass over 2.5 +140. Complete a pass over 2.5 +215. Kelsey has thrown 2 this year. We got the great email about Watkins last year in the playoff game against Houston. Antonio Brown in a playoff game 2018. And Ian also has Mahomes being targeted twice. So there's several options there, and that could come in.
Each team punted 4 times the first time they played. I pointed out yesterday, don't go by the final score of that game. It wasn't close. Should have been a lot worse. Can you believe the Chiefs went down to the 1-yard line the first time they played and they kicked a field goal?
Now, that
down?
I don't remember. No, I can't believe that.
Wow. And then they had the ball again, up 17-0, I believe. Mahomes at the 8-yard line, first and goal.
I remember strip sack. I remember the garbage touchdowns in the Hill first quarter.
Yeah.
And just Kansas City doing whatever they wanted, and then they fell asleep.
Eased up a little bit at that point?
Yeah.
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 All right.
Excellent. Good. You want to know how I'm running?
I do.
Earlier I said, you know, it's just meant, sometimes people think it's meant to be. Maybe it's not meant to be. So people think, Tampa Bay is going to win. Brady goes there. So the ex is Buddhist, and her mom's big into this, going to the temple, and the monks give you this, and it's good luck, protection, and all that. And it's special. It's a big to-do and ceremony, and you hold on to them, and then you put it on, and it's supposed to bring you good luck and protection and all that. And, you know,
yeah,
we have
sure.
a hell of a run here. So I've been waiting to give it to this special girl, right? So on the girlfriend, we've been going out for 16 months. And on her birthday, I held it for her. I give it to you. Here, I give it. So you have to put it on, and it's long. So you cut it, and then it's on. You got it. And it breaks that night. They cut it too short. It comes apart. I go, will you put it together? And then it's a big to-do about getting it back. You got to, like, glue it. You got to put it. Nothing, right? Nothing. And then I buy her. I go, what size ring do you wear?
This is not going to end well, is it?
And then I say, what size ring do you wear? She goes, I'm a 7 or 8. So I get her a 7.5, right? I get her a promise ring, all right? So she's over at the house, and I'm not paying attention. Maybe it's why I've never been married. But she's talking. I'm not paying attention. And she goes, look, babe, look, it's loose. Look, it's loose. And I hear it.
Oh, no.
And the ring comes off, and it hits the wall. I don't know what wall, but it hits the wall, and I hear the thud. I go, where'd it go? What the hell? Because why would you do something so stupid? What are you doing? Oh, I was just going to show you how loose it is. It goes, it's gone. I can't find it. I don't know
where.
Can't
find it anywhere.
So that's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. I'm sitting there on my hands and knees. I got my phone out. I've got the light. All the lights. I'm digging in blankets. I have two pillows for my dog, Jordan. One of them had a hole in it. I go inside there. I'm ripping out stuffing and all this other business. Looking, I go, where is it? What happened? It's gone.
You're going to have to call a maid service.
It's gone. Oh, I already had them over. I have
them.
Oh, I already have them. Yeah, I have them.
Did you tell them
over
specifically I lost a ring?
I'm not cleaning. They came over. I go, if you might vacuum it, check. Nothing. It's gone. I don't know where it is. That's the run I'm on. That's my life. $17 million. Will you marry me? Let's just date. Okay. You know, and that happens. And here, it's look at this. Look what I'm up against. I can't.
Good. This is good. Does she know? Does she ever listen to the show?
No.
Does she have anybody that listens and then gets back to her?
Who cares? Who cares? It's gone. It's gone.
Are you talking about the ring or the relationship? I'm confused now. Which one?
How about the bracelet? How about that, too? On her birthday. It's not even like, give it to her at dinner. Good luck, protection, all this.
Do you believe in, like, things happen for a reason? Do you believe in signs? Do you believe in karma, that kind of stuff? That's
quite, absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You ever heard of that song, Run for the Hills?
Iron Maiden?
Yeah, Iron Maiden. Yeah. You might want to go crank that one up on the way today.
Well, who does that? Wouldn't you just
that's
say
a new one.
It's like
that's
Elaine. It's like Elaine. Let's throw the $20 out the window, see if you get it back. Could have done a pencil. It's like just shaking her hand. Yeah. Oh, there it goes.
I got it. You are not even Steven.
No. Far from.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. Seriously.